Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay, good morning. So we're going to discuss briefly about Kedusha this morning. In the Kedusha that we recite, what are we actually trying to accomplish? So the first line, when we say, Nekadesh Eshimcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemakdishim Oso Bishmei Marom, let us sanctify your name in this world, just like the angels, that's like the angels sanctify you up in heaven. In other words, the first line expresses that we're about to say the praise of what the angels say, that we're saying that even man brings Kedusha in this world, that real Kedusha is uncovering perfection, and that perfection is rooted in the heaven and the angels. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to uncover perfection in this imperfect world. Kedusha is when we strive to accomplish that which exists naturally in heaven, in God's absolute realm. We are saying, let us try to mimic what goes on up in heaven. Let's try to sanctify God's name. Let's try to bring Kedusha the same way that it's done in heaven. If we were to break the connection to the Kedusha of Shmei Marom, of the lofty heavens, then we wind up with humanism. We wind up with values which are not only not perfect, but are also not in the process of perfection. And if we leave it to the angels alone, that although only the angels should sanctify God, then you wind up with Kadosh, but not Yiskadesh. Right? Our job is Yiskadesh Shmei Rabbah. Our job is to perfect the world. Our job in this world is to sanctify God's name. Our world would have no value. There'd be no presence of God at all if it was simply what the angels would do. In other words, Kedusha is perfecting rather than perfection. Perfecting can exist only in the imperfect world, where something is not perfect yet, but we are trying to make it perfect. But it's also only if it holds up to the absolute perfection as its source and goal. So we have this absolute perfection, which is the heavens, where God is Kadosh, and his name is Kadosh, and everything is perfect up in heaven. And we try to mimic that in this imperfect world down here. We try to imitate the angels. You know, the word Kadosh, 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 the word holy taken by itself, as I mentioned in a previous shir, means separated or withdrawn. That's the Ramban in his interpretation of Kadoshim to you. And therefore, when applied to Hashem, it means transcended, beyond and above this holy world. When we say God is Kadosh, 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 he is above, he is above, he is above and beyond all concept, all relativism, God is wholly different. And yet, despite how different he is, Melo Chol Aretz Kevodo, his glory still fills the world. It's reflected in the Tzvakos, in the hosts, in the assembled loyal citizens of his kingdom, in the minion of the community of Israel. Now, we have this custom to rise up on our toes when we say the word Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. This is based on the Tanchuma and Parshas Tzav, where we say that with two wings, that the angel would fly in a sense. So this is the source of the requirement to fly on one's feet when reciting Kedusha. We are, so to speak, imitating an angel when we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. But if you notice that we imitate the angel by attaching these metaphoric wings to our feet. In order to recite Kedusha, we have to be able to fly. We have to be able to attach ourselves from the ground to uproot ourselves a little bit and stretch upwards. We have to reach yearningly for the stars. So we first say Kadosh, 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 and then we say Baruch Avod Hashem Imkomo. This pasuk is the opposite side of the dialectic compared to the previous one. We say Baruch Avod Hashem Imkomo, that God's glory fills the world, yet the place, the home of that glory is somewhere else. The bracha is in this world, but it's from another place. So we've come full circle. Hashem's transcendent holiness of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is reflected in the glory which fills the whole world. But the glory is rooted in a place that is so transcendent only God knows it. Once we sort of go through this process of Hashem coming from God being transcendent, filling his glory in this world, establishing though that it comes from another place, at that moment we're ready to proclaim God's kingdom on this earth, like a proclamation of long live the king. And that's another way to understand this line of Yimloch Hashem La'olam. Once we truly understand God's relationship with this world, how God is relates to this world and is beyond this world, once we understand that dialectic and that dynamic, then we're ready to say Yimloch Hashem La'olam. So when we say Kedusha, God willing, one day, shortly we're going to say Kedusha, we understand that Kedusha is we're trying to imitate the angels, we're trying to use the angels, what's going on in heaven, as our precedent for perfection. And our job is to perfect the world through this understanding of how God relates to the world. Have a wonderful